here we are again, another Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Celeste Hackett. How you doing, Celeste?
Hey, Cal, I'm doing fine. Hi, everybody in Hypnoland.
Hypnoland. Boy, that's transcendent talk there. What's going on with you?
Well, I've been kind of showing up on the message boards, writing my little things and answers to the hypnotists, and doing a lot of sessions, still working on that licensing, getting oh so close. Actually, since it's a little bit slower right now, because I am feeling a little bit of this economy thing, I actually been doing something that I love, and that is I've been doing some gardening, which has nothing to do with hypnosis, but of course, a gardener always wants to talk about gardening, so sue me.
Well, you know, everybody likes to talk about what they're into. That's cool. Hey, I got so much stuff to do today. I got this clipboard just full of stuff. Let me just make a few announcements so we can get rolling. Is that okay with you?
That's fine.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. This is episode 67, 10 Keys to Doing Direct Suggestion Right. We're on part 3 already. Can you believe that, Celeste?
I can't believe it's episode 67, but of course all of these aren't hypnosis, etc., but still, that's incredible.
We need to do a count and see how many hypnosis, etc. we've done. I have no idea.
I have no idea. I wonder about that.
It's been at least 20, right?
Seems like it's been more than that, but I don't know.
My, how time flies when you're having fun. Okay, some more announcements. Let's see. Hey, the affiliate program is working. We've got, over 100 people, hypnotists, have signed up for the affiliate program, getting the word out there. Some of them are actually making some money. So that's a really good thing. If you're interested in making some more money, adding money to your hypnosis practice, if you've got a website, if you can use email, or if you can just blabber like Celeste does, then go to hypnosis.org/hypnosismoney and read all about it.
You know, it really was the easiest money I ever made whenever I got my little check in the mail.
Hey, you know, was it okay for me to say blabber like Celeste does?
Oh, I love it. You know that.
Let's see. I got on here also. Speaking of blabbering, I just completed a free teleseminar by the famous Dr. Will Horton, who travels all over the world teaching hypnotists and other professionals how to use NLP. And so we have an hour-long teleseminar that anyone who's got access to the internet can go to, hypnosis.org. And on the main page, we've set up a new section in our news area there. And you can download his teleseminar about doing NLP. We also have one that we recorded a week or so before that with Jerry Valley and Tommy V, two famous and experienced stage hypnotists, teaching you a little bit about stage hypnosis. And there's just a whole bunch of people we've done there. We've done Roy Hunter, Tom Nicoli, Jerry Valley, Tommy V, James Ramey of Ultra Depth fame, Ron Esslinger, the master of pain, all that stuff. You just go there, listen to it. It's free at hypnosis.org. Remember, that's O-R-G, because we organize the world of hypnosis for you. What do you think of that, Celeste?
I love the way you put that. And the latest one is Will Horton's on NLP, which I haven't seen yet. So I'm taking notes. I'm going to go watch this one.
You're going to like it, because these guys, I tell you, the way I get these people to do it is they're going to do like an hour-long seminar. And I say, okay, well, this is what we're going to do. You got to give hypnotists some tools they can use today or tomorrow, and in exchange they get to put like a 5-minute commercial on the end of their little seminar about a program or something they want to spread the word on. I mean, that's just the way it works. But in the meantime, about 50 minutes of it is all good stuff, techniques that you can use. I got another thing here I want to talk about, and that's my secret project. If you've been following my blog, you will know that I'm doing I have my computer screen in front of me, and it says, Cal gives mysterious weight loss program a test. Will it work? And then I did an update 8 days later, and it says, Cal gives mysterious weight loss program a test. Will it work? 8-day report. And you know what? Go to the blog, get my 8-day report. I'm probably going to do another report in about, but you know what? This secret program is going to be fantastic, because whether you're doing weight loss or weight release hypnosis, whatever you want to call it, or not, I'm checking into this program that will allow hypnotists to have something they've never had before, and that is a consumable. See, when you're a really good hypnotist, in a few sessions, you got your client fixed. You got to go out and get another client. Wouldn't it be great if when it's appropriate, when it's right, when it's the right thing to do, you could offer them something that they could give it a try, and if they like it, they can just keep ordering and ordering and ordering and give you that continuity of income. So I'll be talking a little bit more about that. If you're dying to hear about it before I get around to it, probably about maybe a month before I actually tell you, release the secret project open to the public. If you're dying to hear about it, you can email me at calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com, and I'll talk to you one-on-one. I'll spill the beans to you, or you can contact Celeste, because I've kind of told her about it, and she's kind of starting to test it out too. Celeste, what's your email that they can contact you at?
Celeste Hackett at Yahoo. Very easy. CelesteHackett2T's@yahoo.com.
Her husband's going to be testing it, because I wanted someone who was not a hypnotist to be testing it, so we get kind of a more objective opinion. All right, let's see if there's anything else. Gosh, I've got things written all over here. A little bit more about my blog, what's going on. My blog is calbanion.com. We got some really cool stuff on there you're gonna find interesting. Go there, and I posted a really cool link. It's the name of the article is What Happens When a Brain Scientist Has a Stroke. You're gonna love it. What if a scientist, she learns some stuff that I think is gonna be of interest to all hypnotists everywhere. And let me see if there's anything else that I wanna talk about from the website. Hot topic. Reverend Giles, Scott Giles, who is like the political liaison for the National Guild of Hypnotists, one of the smartest guys I know in this business. He wrote an article in a recent edition of the National Guild of Hypnotists. I think it's this edition right here. And this is a very good reason to become a member of the National Guild, because you get this quarterly journal. And it was on real versus fake credentials. He talks about things like the mail order degree, internet ordination, and silly titles and things like that. And there gets to be kind of a debate going on there that I think everyone will find fascinating. In fact, there's even some shocking evidence that comes up about what some schools are doing. Okay, good. I think that's all of my announcements. Remember to check out hypnosiscenter.com and our hypnospace.com, because you don't need to be the lonely hypnotist anymore. All right, Celeste, take it away.
Well, you know, we're getting back into doing direct suggestion right, the 10 keys to doing direct suggestion right. We've already done a bunch of them. Do you want to start off first, though, Cal, with a question from a hypnotist, or do you want to get right into the 10 keys?
I want to make sure we get at least some of these 10 keys done, because we promised we would get at least two of them done in this next episode, so I'd like to do that.
We got all the way down to our past, I guess through the five keys, or five of the keys. Should we go back over those first, or just get right into number six?
You want me to do it, or you? I can do the five, or you can do the five.
I'll go ahead and do the five. First, Cal, you wrote C10 keys to preparing your client for a successful hypnosis session. So I guess we went over that a little bit more. And then we did make sure you know what kind of change your client wants to make and what kinds of behaviors that your client is willing to do. We went into some detail on that. Also, modern hypnosis techniques. We discussed that at length. Elman Banyan, 8-word induction, stuff like that. We talked about covert testing, using convincers. And that's about where we stopped. And if you want to find out our view, the first five keys, you'll just have to check the back episodes, or the last episode, really. And where can they find that, Cal?
The last episode, just go to calbanion.com, and I think, which is my blog, and I think that has scrolled off the main page. So you just go to the bottom of the page that's showing now, and then just go back. It says previous entries. Hit that link, and you'll go back to the previous page.
Yeah, and I think on the sidebar on the right, there's also a podcast you can click on or something. There's like a link, and it'll take you to the episodes too. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so now we're up to number six, and Cal Talks. I'll just say what it is. Have a swipe file of good scripts. And I had to look up what a swipe file is, Cal.
Did you figure out what it was?
Yeah, a lot of stuff about copywriting came up, and it's basically a collection of information that you can use for inspiration. Copywriters will have things like good headlines and stuff in this file that they can kind of use for inspiration. Well, hypnotists need little things that they can say or scripts.
Exactly. Good, now we're done with that one, or do you think I should continue?
Well, you probably have, you're the one who made up this number six, so if you have anything else to say, I'd sure like to hear it.
I do, of course I do. I wouldn't let myself off that easy. Yeah, have a swipe file of good scripts. Now, yeah, you know what, you need some inspiration. If you do a lot of direct suggestion hypnosis, what you want to do is, over the years, I'll collect good scripts that I like, and I'll put them in a binder that I'll keep in my little corner. Now, I don't use scripts that much anymore, but for example, over the years, I've kind of put together a stop smoking script that I really like. So, when I do a stop smoking session in the direct suggestion part of that, I pull out that script because I know it covers every single point that I want to make. So I'm going to point out some really good resources for that kind of stuff. And one of my favorite resources is the Great Escapes scripts by Del Moral Hunter. Or Del Hunter, I always say it wrong. Del Hunter Moral. MSCCH, all that kind of stuff. And she has these really great binders. I'm holding up binders, Celeste. You can't see me. Of all these different things. I mean, there's just hundreds and hundreds of pages. See, this one is Great Escape. I don't know why she came up with the name Great Escapes. That's kind of strange, but there's volume 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm looking at volume 4, and it says Assisting Children and Preteens. I'm looking at another one, and the title of that is Assisting Adults and Youth to Obtain What They Desire. Here's another one, 113 additional scripts for assisting adults and youth. All that kind of stuff. We got a whole bunch of them.
She's just a prolific writer. I mean, she is still writing scripts. Every now and then, I have like four or five of her binders. They're all useful. And every now and then I get an email, and she's writing more. And she just writes the best scripts.
Those are, just before you said that, the guys who watch on the screen just saw me jump over my desk because I laid down a binder and I knocked over a bottle of water. So that's what I was doing there. I want to talk about one more. And Celeste, I think you have this one. It's called Not Just Another Book of Scripts, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Pattern Scripts and Techniques by me, Cal Banyan. And there's a whole bunch of different scripts in there. I'm going to read through some of the stuff that's on the back real quick. And Universal Script, High Road, Low Road to Success. Stop Smoking Script, that's that one I talked about that I like that I've kind of massaged over the years. 4 Weight Loss Scripts, 2 Nail Biting Scripts. Erectile Dysfunction for Male Impotence Script. Stop Premature Ejaculation Script. Stop Stuttering Script, that's easy for me to say. Anger Management Script. Deep Relaxation Anytime Script. Removing Bruxism Script. Stop Pulling Hair, that's trichotillomania, that's fun to say. And let's see, Migraine Headache Removal Script, Able to Sleep Undisturbed by a Snorer Script, and the Self Confidence and Self-Esteem Script. And oh, here's one. There's one in here that's worth the price of the whole book, and that is called Relax and Have an Orgasm Script. So what do you think of that, Celeste?
Woohoo! That's what I think of that.
Woohoo! Okay, good. So, and you can get all those at hypnosis.org. Also on hypnosis.org, we have some free scripts for different things like the Universal Script, High Road, Low Road. That's there just for download. Just go get it, download it. Have you ever used that one, Celeste?
High Road, Low Road? Oh, yeah, every time there's somebody who's got some sort of too much behavior that they're doing, it comes in very handy, just sets the mind up for the subsequent sessions very well and gets them motivated where they might have been lacking a little motivation before. It's the greatest script for that.
Great. And you guys can get it free. Just go to hypnosis.org, and there's a free area there, and you can get some scripts. So what you do is you start looking at those, at these different resources, books, maybe places on the internet. We've got a place where you can download scripts on hypnosis.org if you need something right now. And then you peruse them. You know, some you're going to like, some you're not going to like. When you get them you like, photocopy them, put them in your own little three-ring binder and let it be your swipe file. And what you do then is, you know, you've got it, you can read it to your hypnotized client, or you can customize it, and that's what I'm going to get into next. Anything you want to add before I get into customizing scripts?
Yeah, a lot of times when you first start out hypnotizing, you know, the first thing you think of is there a script for that? You know, that's what we hear all the time. Can you please give me a script for this or that? And there are so many scripts out there that you can change just a little bit. So Cal's going to get into that. I also like Hypnotic World if you're in a pinch. Their subscription is like $6 a month. They're out of the UK, and there's just every imaginable script in there. And if they don't have one, you can ask them to please make you one, and they'll actually email it to you.
There you go. That's the way it goes. And so you never have to be without something to say to a client, and you can really help more people that way. Your business can flourish. And that's one of the great things about being a hypnosis professional is, you know, you need to practice so that you can read well out loud and maybe practice some scripts ahead of time. But boy, if you can get a script from someone, let's say you know someone that's worked with sports performance for 20 years and they're world renowned for it. If you can get their script and read it like they read it, then you'll get the results that they get. Isn't that cool, Celeste?
Yeah, that is really cool, and it's true, too.
All right, read me number 7 if you got it.
Boost the effectiveness of your direct suggestion, customizing scripts by suggesting benefits.
Good. You know all about that. Why don't you tell them about that one?
Well, when your client comes in to see you, you want to ask them, what are the benefits of making this change? Now, as 5-pathers, we typically ask for the 7 benefits. I'm not sure why Cal chose that number, but maybe it has something to do with 7th path, the self-hypnosis method that he teaches. But, you know, usually people can come up with about 7. And sometimes, I guess, after that, they have a little bit of a struggle. Perhaps that's why. And so once you give them the suggestions for change, then you want to say, and because you're making this change, you're going to benefit in this way. And that just really kind of, I think it's Emeril that has that little thing when he says kind of spices it up, or BAM or whatever, just kind of really pumps up the direct suggestion, makes it more powerful when they see what the payoff is going to be.
That's very good. That's right. What we want to do is we want to mix as much pleasure as we can with the suggestions, and we want to make them relevant. So let's say you have a script that you love. You got this great script, and it's for maybe stop smoking. Then what you do is, before you ever pull that script out, you get that list of benefits. And the reason I chose 7 was, gosh, it just seemed like a good number. If I can get 7, that's great. I want to get at least 5. If the person's got 10, that's great. I write them all down. And then I'll start reading through the script. And then, so I'm going, when I say blah, 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 that'll be the script part. Okay, and then when I say words, that'll be the customized part. So I'm reading through the script, blah, 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 through the first paragraph or third paragraph, fourth paragraph, and then in between paragraphs, I'll say, that's right. And because you're accepting these suggestions, you're going to be able to benefit, 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 whatever it is. Like, for example, if it's stop smoking, we'll say, blah, 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 blah. And that's right. And now you're going to have more money. And now you're going to smell fresher everywhere you go. And now you can sit anywhere in the restaurant you want. See, and what I'm doing is, that'd be an example of 3 benefits I might have received. And I will just seed those in throughout the stock kind of patter script. And you know what? It will feel like, for the client, that I customized that script just for them. And in a way, I did. How about that, Celeste?
I think that's wonderful, and time is up already.
Oh my goodness.
I know. How do we do this?
I don't know.
I don't think I'm the only one that chatters.
Okay, take it away, Celeste.
All right, well listen, it was glad seeing you again. We come to you every week on Friday. Look for us on calbanion.com. Don't go anywhere else. That's where you want to go. And all of the things that we mentioned in terms of different links and stuff, if you look down below us, you can find all of those different links. I'm Celeste Hackett, coming to you live, but recorded, in Dallas, Texas, or thereabouts.
Hey, this is Cal Banyan, and if you're watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, then you want to go there so you can get all the links right down below this video to all the things we talk about and all the resources. And so this is Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.